This is Brain Food, insights and discoveries from Northern Arizona. Students across the country yesterday organized walkouts to honor the victims of last month's deadly shooting at a Florida high school. As such tragedies in the U.S. increase, so does the amount of stress and fear in many students. Kathy Cox is the director of student support services for the Flagstaff Unified School District. She says school gun violence is contributing to mental health issues in young people.
It's everything from depression and anxiety at a level where students are functioning, but it's difficult for them at school. Our counselors are really aware of this. They do a lot of screeners that identify those kids that might be at risk, and all the way to more severe, which is our students that become suicide attempts, survivors. That's affecting everything.
Superintendent Mike Pensa hopes this isn't the new normal.
The students today have grown up post-Columbine. They don't know any different. They've grown up with lockdown drills and seeing acts of violence happen around the nation. So I think there was apathy that kind of settled in after Sandy Hook, that if we couldn't get changes after, you know, elementary students were shot, nothing will ever change.
But, he adds, he's seen a shift in student attitude since the Florida shooting, moving from apathy to advocacy.
I think we're seeing this is a really grassroots kind of movement that students are being so articulate and respectful that is just sending ripples throughout the country that let's engage in this dialogue. Let's see if we can come together and do something that really helps students feel more safe in school.
Brain Food is produced by KNAU, Arizona Public Radio. I'm Bonnie Stevens.